Listen anytime, anywhere to News Talk 1010 Toronto through your Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Jerry Agar continues.
Hey, if you're listening to the show and you think, I wish I would have heard the first part of that segment I tuned in late on, or I wish my crazy Uncle Harry would have heard that explanation on the show, well, if you miss a part of the show, we podcast every hour of it. Find it wherever you get all your favorite podcasts. It's the Jerry Agar Show. It's not very hard to remember. All right, here's a headline. Pay $40 for chicken? Forget it. How one Toronto condo building found a solution for the rising cost of food. Did you see that tweet that Siobhan Morris put out where she saw chicken and what was it like? It was around $40 or something like that for a pack, $37. And all she did was take a picture of it and tweet out, excuse me? And I think it got several million views or something like that. But obviously, it's a huge concern to any family right now. Eggs, chicken, tomatoes, lettuce, cereal, and oil have all shot up. What's a shopper to do? Well, the Star reports for Dan Flatt, the solution to higher food bills was to look to his neighbors. How did this work? Let's talk to Dan Flatt, founder of Naborino. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jerry. How are you?
I'm well. You list yourself as I used to be a lawyer, but I got better.
I did, yes. I started my career as a lawyer. I've done a couple of other things. I led social media strategy at Bell Canada a while back.
Okay.
And then in the early days of the pandemic, I decided to start this company that's called Naborino.
Okay.
So it's got the word neighbor in it. And the reason that we did this, we'd actually started a Facebook group in our building several years earlier. And it just became a really good way for neighbors in the building to connect with each other, ask each other questions, help each other. And especially in the early days when we were all shut in, it became a lifeline for a lot of people when we just didn't know what was going on. A lot of us were ordering things delivered to the building, and we don't have a concierge desk in the building, so it just became easier to coordinate with each other.
Okay.
And very often, if you had delivery fees, we found that if you could split the delivery fees on a lot of from a lot of stores, we were already saving money.
Sure.
So that got the wheels in my head turning. I actually started doing weekly Costco runs to just help neighbors in the building split these big bulk packages that actually just didn't make sense for the amount of storage space that you have in smaller condos. And it caught on, started talking to directly to suppliers of different products and services to negotiate deals for them. And as it caught on, I started thinking, you know, this could be something that communities and neighbors in other buildings could also use. And, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm talking to Dan Flatt. He's the founder of Naborino and how people can band together. I totally get what you're saying, because in condo buildings, very often, you've got a lot of single people, and a single person goes to the grocery store and they see, well, this is an example that's in the article in from the Star, and that's like, okay, you can get this special price for cans of tuna if you buy 10 of them, and you think, I'm a single person. I don't need 10 of these. But if you band together as a group, you might be able to buy 20 of them, and everybody gets to participate.
Absolutely. You know, I've always been kind of a deal hunter who noticed those big bulk deals. And I think, you know, if you've got a big family, if you've got a lot of storage space in your basement, that's great. You can stock up. But those options aren't really available to a lot of people. But it's a shame that they have to miss out on bulk savings. There's also, there can also be a lot of waste just in the supply chain with, you know, people buying from supermarkets. If you can kind of cut out the middlemen in a lot of cases, especially with independent businesses that have great products, they might be selling it on their website, but there's a minimum delivery fee. There's a minimum order size before you can get free shipping. So if a group of neighbors can order together, there's already a whole bunch of efficiencies, and it really works out for both sides. So our app is set up as a two-sided marketplace. We've got, on the one side, we've got these communities and neighbors who are connected in kind of like a little internal private social network just for them that have some additional features that you might find beyond what's in a Facebook group that are really geared towards just getting people to connect, build community. And then on the other side, we've got our vendors who really see a lot of value in offering to a group of people a better price if they order a minimum order size that they can split together.
Okay, I'm talking again to Dan Flatt. He's the founder of Neighborino, and in their condo building, they've banded together about 80% of the people in the condo building working together to buy groceries and take advantage of savings and bulk buying and that kind of thing to mitigate against the price of groceries. By the way, are you the kind of guy, Dan, who says in the hallway, "Hey, Neighborino"?
Absolutely. I'm the kind of guy who will say hi to people in the elevator, even when they're trying to look at their phones.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I would say that to use the app, you don't have to be this kind of person. You know, we want to make it so that, you know, some people might really want to get into the social community aspect of things, but at the very least, you could just check what the weekly deals are.
Okay, but I want to ask you, like, I love your idea, and I love what you're doing, and I see how it works, but the practicality of it, if I'm trying to manage something like that, okay, I can get 80% of the people in the condo building to go along with it, but now we're going to buy these huge amounts of groceries and get them distributed around and everything, and if you've ever run an office pool, you know, the hardest part is to get everybody to pay.
Absolutely. So that, you know, and I hear all the time that people, you know, have tried to split bulk orders with their neighbors, and that, you know, you hit it right on the head. There, a lot of times it's just the nightmare of coordinating. Hey, did Jerry pay? You know, has Dan picked up his order yet for me? So we are trying to actually just make that easier for the coordinators. And, you know, our most important role is actually a community leader in each building. So that community leader, they're usually going to be the first person to sign up. They're going to get incentives for inviting their neighbors. And then they're going to have their own dashboard that shows them, you know, which orders have come in. Everything gets shipped to that community leader. And we're planning to actually incentivize them a lot, you know, potentially even give them a portion of our profits from every deal to do what we call the last door delivery. You know, if everything comes to one person in the building, then we and we make it fun as well that as that community leader is meeting up with each of their neighbors to in the lobby or to come to their door, it's an opportunity for them to meet in person, which leads to more community. And at the end of the day, that's our main social mission here is to make buildings friendlier places and unlock many of the different social and economic benefits of local community that people in small towns might actually take for granted.
Sure. I got a text message here from St. Catharines. When I buy bulk, I end up throwing most of it out when it gets old in the freezer. And that's a problem that people have unless they've got big families. And that's what you're trying to mitigate against. Let's get this bulk buy. Everybody save money. But you don't have to have a freezer full of chicken or two of your counter spaces taken up with a big load of tuna cans because they were on special one day.
Absolutely. You know, when we started testing out in the building, we were just doing weekly Costco runs. So we called it Costco prices, condo sizes. So we split these packages up into portions that made more sense for the type of storage space that each individual person would have within their unit.
Okay, so you've got this thing, Neighborino, and when I first looked at the article, I thought, here, Dan, what we're talking about is how you and your fellow condo dwellers in your building were handling this, but is this something that is available to other people?
It is not available yet, but we're hoping to change that very soon. So we're just actually finishing up development of our app. We're going to be starting to test in a handful of buildings that we've already selected. We've got our community leaders lined up. But everybody can sign up at neighborino.com. So it's spelled N-A-B-O-R-I-N-O.com for early access. And so we're especially looking for people who are interested in being our first community leaders in different buildings, and also vendors who want to sell their products and services to our buying communities. We're always looking for those people as well.
Okay.
Anybody who's interested can sign up for early access, and after we create a great experience for people in buildings, we're hoping to expand to other types of neighborhoods and local communities as well.
Dan Flatt, founder of Neighborino, N-A-B-O-R-I-N-O. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Jerry.